thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Wednesday morning, beloved. Today we are going to be in Isaiah chapter 58, verses 1 through 14, where outwardly the people continued to worship the Lord, but their acts of worship were meaningless because they did not treat one another with justice and respect. True worship involved more than ritual acts of honor or praise. And again, God's saving word for us this week is justice and peace. All right, so let's begin in Isaiah chapter 58. The Lord says, shout as loud as you can and tell my people Israel about their sins. They worship me every day, claiming that they are eager to know my ways and obey my laws. They say they want me to give them just laws and that they take pleasure in worshiping me. The people ask, why should we fast if the Lord never notices? Why should we go without food if he pays no attention? The Lord says to them, the truth is that at the same time you fast, you pursue your own interests and oppress your workers. Your fasting makes you violent and you quarrel and fight. Do you think this kind of fasting will make me listen to your prayers? When you fast, you make yourself suffer. You bow your head low like the blade of grass and spread out sackcloth and ashes to lie on. Is that what you call fasting? Do you think I will be pleased with that? The kind of fasting I want is this. Remove the chains of oppression and the yoke of injustice, and let the oppressed go free. Share your food with the hungry and open your homes to the homeless poor. Give clothes to those who have nothing to wear and do not refuse to help your own relatives. Then my favor will shine on you like the morning sun and your wounds will be quickly healed. I will always be with you to save you. My presence will protect you on every side. When you pray, I will answer you. When you call to me, I will respond. If you put an end to oppression, to every gesture of contempt, to every evil word, if you give food to the hungry and satisfy those who are in need, then the darkness around you will turn into the brightness of noon. And I will always guide you and satisfy you with good things. I will keep you strong and well. You will be like a garden that has plenty of water, like a spring of water that never goes dry. Your people will rebuild what has long been in ruins, building again the old foundations. You will be known as the people who rebuilt the walls, who restored the ruined houses. The Lord says, if you treat the Sabbath as sacred, and do not pursue your own interests on that day, if you value my holy day and honor it by not traveling, working, or talking idly on that day, then you will find the joy that comes from serving me. I will make you honored all over the world, and you will enjoy the land I gave to your ancestors, Jacob. I, the Lord, have spoken. Wow. Today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 58, verse 9, where the Lord says, when you pray, I will answer you. When you call me, I will respond. You know, in the New Testament, Jesus tells us there are certain spiritual battles that cannot be won without fasting and prayer. And yet, in this passage of Scripture, the Jews are bragging about, you know, how they're always fasting and you know, and whatever. But God says, yeah, on the outside you're fasting, but on the inside you're not honoring the Sabbath. On the inside, you're still taking advantage of people. You're still having your workers, your employees work for you. It's all just a sham. And he said, that's not true faith. That's not true fasting. And so let me just ask you, in what ways do you honor the Lord on his holy day? Let us pray. Lord God, teach me to honor you each day with acts of kindness and by pursuing justice and peace. Help me to live in the light of your truth. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, join me tomorrow on Thursday morning when we will be in Jeremiah chapter 7, where Jeremiah preaches in the temple. And I look forward to being together with you tomorrow morning. But until then, God richly bless you with all that you need, with good health and good friends, in Jesus' name.